From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, June 16th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, June 13th through Monday, June 16th. William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, bridges in Greene and Columbia counties are included in a state request for Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. The funds will be used to reinforce bridge foundations against erosion. A list of the bridges was announced by the governor's office last week. The list included two bridges on State Route 23 in Prattsville over the Hunters Field and Schoharie Creeks, the bridge on State Route 42 in Lexington over the Westkill Creek, and one on State Route 296 over the Eastkill. In Columbia County, the state is seeking federal repair funds for the bridge on State Route 9H in Claverick over the Taconic Creek and a second on State Route 22 in Hillsdale over the Rolf Jansen Kill. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail the Haines Falls Free Library, known as the Mountaintop Library, has been awarded a $64,000 construction grant from the state to help with continuing renovations at the library's new larger facility located in Tannersville. The money will be used for interior modifications, including painting and trim work, shelving and other furnishings, as well as improvements to the building's exterior drainage. The funds are part of a $14 million capital fund appropriation for public libraries across the state. The Register Star reported the County Bridge on Atlantic Ave, or County Route 20 in Stottville, will close on Monday, June 16th for major construction. It is expected to reopen sometime around September 1st. Casey Seeler reported at Capital Confidential, a new Siena Research Institute poll finds incumbent Andrew M. Cuomo leading Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino in the race for governor, 57-21%. Cuomo has a better than 2-1 favorability rating, while Astorino remains unknown to more than two-thirds of New Yorkers 5 months before Election Day. More than half of the voters surveyed want to see the state Senate continue to be led by a coalition of Democrats and Republicans after the election. Slightly more than one quarter of voters surveyed said they are better off today than 4 years ago. A little less than one quarter say they are worse off, and half say they are about the same. Adam Clayton reported in the Register Star, the Germantown Central School District announced last week the 2014 Germantown High School graduation ceremony will be broadcast via live stream on a dedicated YouTube channel. Board of Education member Tammy Kellenbenz said for many relatives, especially extended family, it is often difficult to attend graduation, and praised the high school for making it easier for some to watch the ceremony. Board member Ralph Del Pozo will attend the annual event in person, however. This year will mark the 44th consecutive Germantown High School graduation ceremony Del Pozo has attended. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for Monday, June 16th. Widely scattered to scattered non-severe thunderstorms are possible Monday afternoon through Monday evening. Today will be sunny with a high near 84, and tonight the chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 58. The chance of precipitation is 40%, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 89, Tuesday night a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 63. Wednesday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 88. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 70. And Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and sunset today will be at 8:34 p.m., with the length of the day being 15 hours and 15 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, June 16th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.